بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا، وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما، والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما، إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون، ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا، إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات، وكان الله غفورا رحيما. ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا. والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا. والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. أولئك الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما، خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما. قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. I think there's still many people are on the way because of the rain, so there's quite a bit of delay. So some people are still stuck in the traffic, etc. So inshallah we'll maybe have to pull a little bit extra just to wait for everybody to come, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are gathered here today for a joyous occasion, for a nikah, that being the nikah of my son Hafiz Talha and Mardiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the union inshallah and make it a beautiful union and that of barakah and blessings that will come upon them inshallah wa ta'ala. So normally when we are doing nikah, then we recite certain ayat of Quran al-Kareem. So I generally like to just remind each and every one of us, especially those getting married, and then for everybody else in general as well, that there are sunnah, there are certain sunnah, ayat, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite during the khutbah. And there are three ayat that are generally recited in the khutbah. The first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So the ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us about in Quran al-Kareem, the first ayah that we normally recite during the khutbah of nikah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. O mankind, fear your Rabb, fear your Allah, created awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we'll find in all the different ayah that we normally recite in the nikah khutbah, the one ingredient is common throughout, and that is the repetition of the word taqwa, that all of them Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. So in each and every one of them, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting to us the aspect of taqwa, and that is the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we must come into our life. Because that basically is the pinnacle, and that is the what is going to guide our entire life. If we have taqwa, then everything in our life will go accordingly and will go straight. And if we don't have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we're not going to fear anybody else, and then we're going to be in problems in our life. So Allah always tells us, Ya ayyuha an-nas, ya, in all these ayat, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite the sunnah khutbah, is ittaqu, ittaqu rabbakum. So ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsi wahida. Fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created you from one soul. Wa khalaqa minha zawjaha. And from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a spouse for you. So Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the spouse Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And through that union, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spread the entire mankind to this earth, and everybody else was created via this means and via this union. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes on us, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ, that through whom you ask each other and you engage with each other with and you ask from each other with. And وَاتَّقُوا الْأَرْحَامِ, وَاتَّقُوا الْأَرْحَامِ, and beware with regard to your relationships. So rahim comes from the womb, and rahma and mercy, etc. The main aspect is here is fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to how you maintain your relationships in this world. So everybody, when it comes to marriage, obviously there's now an added entire sphere of relationship that is being created, that is between the husband and wife. So the husband has a relationship with his wife, the wife has a husband, or has a relationship with the husband. And in this way, there's a new relationship that is developing. So fear Allah with regard to that relationship. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to the relationship فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to the relationship with your in-laws, both from the husband's side, from the wife's side. Both sides, you're getting an additional family. You're getting an extended family. So now fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on how you're going to maintain that relationships and giving everybody their due accordingly. So your parents still have their due, and your wife still has her due, and the husband also has her due, his due. Like this, every person will still continue to have their due. But you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is saying, وَاتَّقُوا الْأَرْحَامِ. That beware. And then Allah tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah says, I'm watching over you. I'm seeing you. I'm watching how you're going to deal with these different elements and how you're going to maintain these different relationships. Allah says, I'm watching you. Inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. So that is one ayah that we normally recite during the nikah khutbah. Then we have the next ayah, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, fear Allah again, as it is the due to be feared, as is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be feared. Now obviously, we don't have that ability to do it to that perfect manner, but we need to exert ourselves to at least try to reach the manner and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by what? By living our life according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the dictates of Sharia, and staying away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us from, and following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our life. And that basically sums up what is taqwa and what we're supposed to bring into our life. The command of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Ensure that you never die but as a believer. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Now how do we do that? How do we ensure that we don't die but as a believer? Because none of us knows when is the day of our death. So we're not going to get a forewarning to say, you know what, tomorrow Malakul Maut is coming, so therefore change your life today, make Tawbah and change your life. That's not going to happen. So the only way we can ensure that we will die as a believer is if we live as a believer every day. So, كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ. The way you live is the way you will die. The way you will die is the way you will be resurrected in Akhirah. So in order to make amal on this ayah, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, then we need to live every day as a believer. And say that, you know what, this is the command of Allah, I have to do this every single day. That's the only way we will be able to ensure that we're going to die in a state of iman and in the believer. And that even we have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is only with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we die with iman as muslimin. So this dua we make continuously and we make the effort accordingly. Then the third ayah that we recite, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, and always speak straight. Sadida, speak straight. Speak with a straight, in a straightforward manner, and in a manner wherein you're always speaking the truth. You're not speaking lies. You're not speaking with a forked tongue. You're not speaking in error. You're speaking correctly. You're speaking that which is correct, which is according to Sharia. So this is qawlan sadida. And Mufti Shafi Sahib has written that if you have, this is an ayah of the Quran al-Kareem where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you get your qawl right, if you get your speech right, then the effect of it, Allah tells you in the next ayah, yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That your a'mal will all become rectified, will be rectified, and Allah will forgive your sins. So the way to be able to start rectifying your a'mal, the starting point Allah is telling you, is correct your speech first. Get your speech right, speak correctly, speak humbly, and speak in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be, لَمْ يَكُنْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَاحِشًا وَلَمْ مُتَفَحِّشًا. Nabi Sassim was not vulgar. Nabi Sassim was not harsh. Nabi Sassim was soft. And this is the way that he used to then speak. Yes, there's times when you have to be a bit more stern, etc. But overall, the demeanor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that of humility, was that of humbleness, was that of softness. This was the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to interact with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So the effect of that is yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And then the golden rule which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. If you want success, if you want to be successful, whether it is in this world, qabr and akhirah, then success is summed up in this ayah. Allah says, whoever is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that means implementing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life, faqad faza fawzan azima, then indeed he is now truly successful. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. So these are the ayah that we normally recite. Now, one, two things I'll just mention, and then Muftisab is here, inshallah, Muftisab will give us some advices before we then move over to the nikah itself. So, one of the things that we do is the intention of nikah. What's the maqsad, what's the objective? The first thing is, an nikah min sunnati. النكاح من سنتي. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says, nikah is from my sunnah. So when you're getting married, you make the intention of sunnah, following the sunnah of not only of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, but sunnah of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Another hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that وَالنَّاكِحُ الَّذِي يُرِيدُ الْعَفَافِ وَالنَّاكِحُ الَّذِي يُرِيدُ الْعَفَافِ. Three people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it compulsory upon himself that Allah says that I will assist a person in accomplishing his objective. And one of them, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَالنَّاكِحُ الَّذِي يُرِيدُ الْعَفَافِ. That person who gets married with the intention of preserving his chastity, then Allah says, I will assist you in fulfilling that objective of yours and to protect your chastity. So this is another intention. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith, it is nisf of your deen, it is half of your deen. And why is that? That is because to protect your desires from being fulfilled in the wrong way. So now the rest of your deen also, you make sure that you fulfill and you do fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another objective of nikah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, تَزَوَّجُوا الْوَدُودَ الْوَلُودَ فَإِنِّي مُكَافِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That get married to those women who have a lot of love also, and also who bear a lot of children also. Why? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, because I will take pride on the day of Qiyamah with regard to the bigger number of my ummah over all other ummahs. So one of the objectives of nikah is to increase the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. So these are few things that we can make the intention of for Talha as well, everybody else who is married as well, to make these the intentions, that renew our intentions also, that this is part of the intentions that we make when we are getting married as well. So these are few of the advices that you can have. I'll hand over to Mufti Saab, inshallah, to give some advices to us before we then proceed with the nikah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. الله read the root brothers. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's Friday, it's after Asr. مصطفى حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded us, أكثروا من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة. It's authentic hadith in Ibn Majah and Abu Dawood. Increase the salawat, salutations, the best day, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation, and the best time of the week. So we must not be somebody who's bakhil. Durood, we heard the word durood so many a time in our life. What does it mean, durood? It's not Urdu, it's not Arabic. So what is it? It's Farsi, it's Persian. Some of you guys, you'll have farms here and there. So when you have a farm, then you have bumper crop. Bumper harvest, and when you have the bumper harvest, you sell the crops at maximum price and maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So we say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simple, and we receive the maximum profit, maximum sawab, and optimum benefit. So therefore, we should always read, therefore I started this Mubarak Mahfil, with salawat and durood sharif. Read one more time. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Hafiz Talha, you're excited. How's the parents and all that? All right. See, your father gave you Hussein. You must make a lot of Husseins. You understand? Your father said just now. You understand? Yeah. So, mashallah, let's carry on with your father. Then quick, I'll finish up. Taqwa. What is taqwa? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a linguist by excellence. And for you ulama students, this is an excellent book, Mawahibul Ladunniya, and there you will find it. How Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu defined taqwa. He said, every phrase ends with alam. Al-khawfu min al-jalil. You must have fear of Almighty Allah. This fear is not like now, Allah forbid, a snake comes or a lion, tiger comes. I was there in Komatipur for Eid. So they said that a leopard is running around. Then I asked them, what happened to the leopard? They say, it's not one leopard, it's two leopards running around. So now your people are in fear now, you see. Which road must we use? And only, you know, next to Kuruga Park. So that fear is natural fear. That is not what is meant. This fear is developed fear. out of love for Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, out of respect for Almighty Allah. That is what is told, khashya khawf, in this context. Wala amalu bit tanzeel, and you practice on Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, the wahi. Sometimes we got our own customs, traditions, all that. So that is not Sharia when it's in conflict with Sharia. So remember, our deen is not reason and logic, it's supra-logical. That means that not my akal, your akal, is naqal. What comes in the Quran Sharif, what comes in the Sunnah Mubarakah, so that is deen of Islam. Al-khawf min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bil-tanzeel, wal-qana'at bil-qaleel. Today there's a madness amongst us Muslims, that every second person wants to become a multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire. And we don't bother whether it's halal or haram. Every second person got overdraft, we got bank, we got this. And we say, Ya Allah, give us barakah. But the Quran says that when you indulge and get involved in interest, then Surah 2, verse 279, فَإِلَّمْ تَفْأَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain from giving, taking, being a contracting party in the interest-related transaction, be prepared for a war against Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salam. You won't find this wa'id and warning for any crime in the Quran, except for riba, interest, sood, viaj. So you see, this business of we all must be. Go for halal and tayyibah, and Allah will bring dunya at our feet. Wal qana'atu bil qaleel. Content we must be. Get out of debts, get out of sin. Allah will give us so much. Wa innahu, Allah speaks of me and you. Allah Jalla Allah speaks of me and you. All of you know the surah. Surah wal-adiyat. The first five verses, Allah Ta'ala praises the loyalty of the horses. And then in the sixth verse, Allah Ta'ala tells us, innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bohot bohot hi nashukar. This human being, masterpiece, very, very ungrateful to Allah. And does he know? وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. He bears testimony to it. I can buy the police off, I can buy the judge off, I can buy the Molana off, I can buy this. We know we can buy every second person off. What is the real reason for this nashukri ingratitude? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Wealth in itself is very good. Allah calls it khair. But when we have excessive love for it, and then we don't bother halal, haram, so that becomes a problem. So that is the reason why we are so ungrateful, ingratitude creeps in. وَالْقَنَاءَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ. And then the last one, Afiz Talha, Damat Barakatuhum, is your wedding day, Nikah day, I'm happy. You, your father, mother, all decided, Shawwal. Our mother, Sayyida Aisha, radiallahu anha, hadith in Tirmidhi, Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tazawwaja bi fi Shawwal. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed nikah with me in Shawwal. And then she had no children. She would encourage her family members. Come on, all of you get married in Shawwal. Open Tirmidhi, you will find it. Open Ibn Majah, you will find it. So very good that is. But we mustn't be so happy. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bil-tanzeel. وَالْقَنَاةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. But prepare for the day of departure. Any day death can come. See what is happening in Gaza, what is happening in Sudan, what is happening in Kashmir, what is happening in Syria, Libya, all Burma, all in front of us. So brothers, it's time for dua. We don't want to take too much time. But Satallah is my son, my nephew's son. So, Allah, I'd have to give some coaching now. Just say, I see Talha Hussein, you should put Maulana Hafiz up there. Anyway, so all this, I see this Abdul Qadir here also. Who's Abdul Qadir? Abdul Qadir Mawsam. Oh, I just have, mashallah. Aapka naam Abdul Qadir, mashallah. Mubarak. So, anyway, you're taking delivery same time or lay-by business? Huh? Ah, same time. We like all that same time. No, all this lay-by after 1 week and 1 month and 6 months. I don't like that. But anyway, very good. So what you going to do tonight, Allah? So you must remember Islam. This is you youngsters, you're listening. Now the ears will get big, they'll listen properly. So wedding night in Islam is called Laylatul Zifaf. It's called Laylatul Bina. You're building a family now. Nikah your father will make, you'll make dua, and then we put you in the boat, and now you have to row. So first thing you're going to do, Hafiz Talha, with your wife, Mardiya. So you're going to read Salat. You will be in front, you'll give Iqamat, and your wife will be behind you. Don't put on the side, then you look at the toes and all the Jews will break. Yeah? So you put her at the back. You see? Two rakat, Sunnah Salat. Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, if you want to have reference. Thereafter, you give another gift. You give one Kruger coin, so take some rokra, but your father got a lot of dollars and all. So you give a dollar, or ren, or rupee, or ruble, whatever you want to. So you give some rokra. It's sunnat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave milk to Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. When the night of later, Haji Abdul Ahmad, you came in time. My brother, Haji Ahmad. So we're explaining to them the sunnat, you see. So first is salat, and then second one is that you're giving Kruger coin, so you give some rokra. You know in Mehmet, we say rokra. You know rokra better than me. So you give some rokra to your wife. Honey, take this money, like that. And that, and third one, you sprinkle, you see, water. You must remember why. Everything must be cool. You see, from wedding night you start. Sometimes we blow our gasket too quickly, you know. So you sprinkle the water here on her forehead. You alone, you don't have to worry of hairstyle and this. You just sprinkle the water a little bit and read. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Your hafiz, you know the dua, your father will tell you also, you forgot halfway. You phone him, father, what's the dua? So then you read the dua. So ya Allah, whatever goodness this wife of mine has, so let us share it. Whatever weaknesses she has, save us, save her. She will do the same for you, that she will sprinkle the water for you, and she will read the dua also for you. Okay? For all of us old timers now, you know, we old timers now, so each bichara is new now. So all of us, young or old, before you go to your wife, sometimes the wife comes to the husband, you know, it's democracy nowadays. So you must remember this, so you don't just go and finish up, bang, wham, thank you, ma'am, business, no. Islam, we fulfill our duty with beauty. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. So whether we're young or old, so whenever we go to fulfill the conjugal relationship with our spouse, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, today you complain. Say children won't be adab here, gustakh here, and they got no respect and they disobedient. But when you were busy, what were you doing? The last thing on your mind was dua. See the dua. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Jannib and the shaitan. Ya Allah, put shaitan far, far away from us, husband, wife. You see? Anytime, not only wedding night. Bismillah, jannib and the shaitan. Then you think of the future. Maybe after 1 year, we meet Hafiz Talha, mashallah, he hit twins, we don't know, you know. So he come from a big family, you see. So like that, his father made dua also, mashallah. So, jannibna shaitan, wa jannibi shaitana, ma arzaktana. Ya Allah, the children, progeny, you're going to bless us with, keep shaitan far away from them also. So for ourselves, dua, for our children, dua. So do that, inshallah. And last point, you know, Maulana, your father was speaking, mashallah, that sometimes we lose our temper. This Imam Abu Hanifa used to wear a ring. He was a genius. On that ring was engraved, Jirmuhu Swagir wa Jurmuhu Kabir. The size of the tongue is small, but the crime it commits is big. So we all should think about it, brothers. So inshallah we make dua that Allah Ta'ala between the Hussein family, the Mosam family, and mashallah, Allah Ta'ala bring love, Allah bless our Hafiz Talha, his wife with pious children, and inshallah, Maulana, you know the Dada, sir? Nana? No, but inshallah, his daughter also got married, mashallah, I met them there. So inshallah, Maulana is going that way there. He'll become a Dada, Nana soon, inshallah, we're making dua. So now I'm in a nikah. Anything else? All right, inshallah. You've got to pay the mahar. Oh, all right, fixed up. So inshallah, then we'll make dua. So you all will practice on that. When last you guys give a gift to your wife? Last year? Huh? Tonight you must give a gift. You see? Tahaddu tahabbu. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذِبُ الضَّغَائِرِ. Give, keep on giving gifts. You don't have to give mahar only one time in a life. Now and then, oh darling, oh poppy, sweetheart, take this gift and all that, like that, inshallah, you'll be long honeymoon, you see. So like that it is. What's my age? I'm 70 years old now, Islamically. So people say, you look like 60 and 50. And all. So no, my wife, she keeps me young, you see. Like today, I ate akni, I say when I eat akni, my iman increases, you see. So like that it is. So you guys also, that you must keep on giving your wife nice present, gift, all that, so we won't get complained on the radio. That we'll do, inshallah. Inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Give the representative Khal Muhammad Akil this stuff. Muhammad Akil. And Abdul Qadir Muslim. And Abdul Hafiz Muhammad. Brother Muhammad Akil, you've taken the required permission from Ardiya for her nikah to be performed to Talha for the dowry of 1 ounce group of coin. She's given the permission for nikah to be made. And this was done in the presence of the two witnesses, Abdul Qadir by Muslim and Abdul Hafiz by Muhammad. Both were present for the permission that is granted. Okay, then goodbye, inshallah, and then to the nikah. Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa mawlana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام فنسأل الله أن يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله ويتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه فإنما نحن به وله حفظ الله نعيش ومومنتين ما شاء الله Brother Muhammad Aqil Mawsam, as a representative of the bride Mardiya Mawsam, has handed Mardiya Mawsam into your nikah for the mahar of 1 ounce kruba coin. Have you accepted her into your nikah? Some say.
Nakahtuha.
Wa qabiltuha.
MashaAllah. Let us all read the sunnah. Barakallahu laka. وبارك عليك وجمع بينكما في خير. Inshallah, inshallah, make the dua and then we'll do the sign.
It's a happy occasion, brothers, but we have to remember it's Friday. Duas are accepted after Asr. So obviously we'll make dua for Hafiz Talha and for Mardiya, but in our duas, we should make dua for Gaza, for Palestine, for the whole Ummah. Ummah is bleeding and suffering also. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين المؤمنين والمؤمنات. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين المسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين وبين الصالحات. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين القانتين وبين القانتات. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين آدم وحواء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين موسى وصفورة عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين إبراهيم وسارة وهاجر رضي الله عنهما. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وخديجة الكبرى وعائشة رضي الله عنهما. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين علي وفاطمة رضي الله عنهما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم ألف بينهما. اللهم ارزقهما أولادا صالحة يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احصي مددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا. اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين. اللهم انا نسالك من الخير كله عاجله واجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله واجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يا الله ويانغستر وبرادر son, Hafiz Talha's nikah has taken place. Ya Allah, wa mardiya. Ya Allah, grant them love, grant them understanding, grant them, Ya Allah, pious children, Ya Allah, the qurrata ayun, coolness of their eyes. Ya Allah, bring the two families together. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is bleeding, Ya Allah. There's no way we can turn to besides your door, Ya Rab. Ya Allah, have mercy on our brothers, sisters, children in Gaza, in Sudan, in Kashmir, in Libya, Syria, and Afghanistan, and wherever the Muslims are oppressed by the enemies. Ya Allah, Allahumma munzil al-kitab wa mujri al-sahab wa hazim al-ahzab, ihzimhum wa zalzilhum, ihzimhum wa zalzilhum, ihzimhum wa zalzilhum, wa ansurna alayhim ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa anta al-musta'an وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين. When we meet Hafiz Talha, you the brothers, then tell him, normally you make Shadi Mubarak and teach, read the Sunnah reading. Dua, barakallahu lak, wa barakallahu alayk, wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. Likewise, the ladies, when you meet the bride, so redo the same thing. Barakallahu lak, wa barakallahu alayk, wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair, inshaAllah.